We spoke directly with Oakland's Mayor Shang Tao just an hour ago about the negative perceptions around her city and the solutions to try to shed those perceptions and to get Oaklanders themselves back on board. We'll also speak with live with longtime Oakland faith leader Bishop Bob Jackson about what he's seeing now and what he feels needs to change. But first, let's get you caught up on today's news headlines. We now know a Lafayette man was the person killed in a wrong-way crash on Interstate 580 in Oakland earlier this week. Police say 57-year-old Lee David Weiner was the driver hit and killed when the suspects from a smash and grab at an El Cerrito tobacco store led police on a freeway chase. The two suspects and another driver had major injuries. The Justice Department is suing Apple. The landmark antitrust lawsuit accuses the company of running an illegal monopoly over smartphones in the U.S., hurting innovation in the process.
We allege that Apple has employed a strategy that relies on exclusionary, anti-competitive conduct that hurts both consumers and developers. For consumers, that has meant fewer choices, higher prices and fees, lower quality smartphones, apps, and accessories, and less innovation from Apple and its competitors.
A statement, Apple said the suit is, quote, wrong on the facts and the law. It took more than 2 weeks to make it final, but California voters have passed Proposition 1. That measure allows the state to borrow more than $6 billion to build thousands of housing units and add mental health treatment beds. The results were separated by just fractions of a percent. Governor Gavin Newsom calls this a huge victory for tackling homelessness in the state.
It requires now, for the first time in state's history, that counties have one single plan. One single plan to address this issue. And it's not just a plan, it's with real oversight to deliver on the plan, real consequences if you don't deliver on the plan.
The Giants are searching for a new public address announcer for the first time in 24 years. This comes after the team parted ways with Rennell Brooks Moon. Today, CEO Larry Baer praised the decades of work she's done for both the team and the community. He said the search for her replacement will take some time. Now, in the meantime, he says they'll have a rotating cast of people at the helm.
Rennell is truly a forever Giant. She's an icon. She's been inspirational. Voice. Her legacy will be honored by naming the booth, the PA booth, for her.
The team said earlier this week that both sides agreed to amicably part ways after they couldn't agree on a new contract. The Giants said they'll name the PA booth after Brooks Moon. All right, to First Alert weather now. Hopefully you enjoyed the dry weather today. It was just beautiful outside because, unfortunately, the rain is about to return. Meteorologist Jessica Birch has a forecast from our Virtual View studio. Jess?
Heading into the forecast today, we'll see partly cloudy skies widespread throughout the Bay Area as we're gearing up for a cold front moving in for our Friday forecast. And a cold front's going to bring in a series of things for us here in the Bay. Cooler weather inevitably, but also some rain and gusty conditions to accompany it too. And here's what it's looking like as we head all the way into our Friday forecast. Starting up in the North Bay, just into the early afternoon hours, that's where we're getting hit with some light to moderate rain first. And that sweeps its way down into the South Bay, heading into the afternoon hours for our Friday forecast. And that's going to last with a lot of unsettled weather moving its way in from the back end of it all throughout our Saturday and Sunday forecast, too. So on and off showers are expected for us heading into our weekend forecast. Did you notice all that purple up there? The Sierra's getting hit with some heavy snow right around the corner, too. I'll show you that in just a second. But taking it back to the Bay, because of those on and off showers, it's not that consistent of rain. So we're only going to get close to around an inch up into the North Bay. And we're actually going to pass an inch closer to the Santa Cruz Mountains, all the way down into Ben Lomond, and less impressive numbers the more east we go. That's worth noting as we head into early next week, just by Monday. And speaking of early next week, that's when that winter storm warning will expire. Right now, it's still a winter storm watch issued by the National Weather Service. It should get upgraded pretty shortly, and they are expected to see anywhere up to around 3 feet of snow. It's some of the highest elevated areas up there. But for the most part, if you plan on driving past the Donner Pass, keep those chains ready to go on those roads because they're getting close to around 20 inches expected. Anywhere from there, stretching all the way down into Kirkwood and Twin Bridges as well. It's going to be an impressive impressive storm up there for them heading into this weekend's forecast. Back here in the Bay, our temperatures are going to drop quick as we head into this weekend. So enjoy what we have today. This is probably the last time we're going to see some 70s off into the East Bay for a while near Antioch, upper 60s near Concord, where yesterday we were in the 70s, and all the way down into the Santa Clara Valley we go. It's actually a similar trend. 72 today near San Jose. And then watching in the next 7 days, that cold front sweeps in and we're left with upper 50s as early as Saturday. It luckily averages out into the low 60s into early next week. And that'll be felt also along the coast in the Bay too. And we have some more unsettled weather lingering into mid next week with showers in the forecast for us all the way into Wednesday.
All right, Jess, thank you. As the city continues to battle concerns about crime, Oakland is trying out a new way to promote local businesses. Ann Makovic spoke with the mayor today and has more on her message. Ann?
Yeah, we had some follow-up questions after the mayor's news conference on Monday when she touted the city's efforts to crack down on crime along Hagenberger Corridor. Crime has certainly taken its toll there. Next week, In-N-Out Burger is going to close a restaurant for the first time in the company's history. It is the chain's only Oakland location. The nearby Denny's restaurant closed down earlier this month, and many of the fast food franchises like Taco Bell no longer accept cash or allow sit-down dining.
For far too long, you know, government hasn't worked for that corridor. Government had not paid attention to that corridor. And that is why I have made, this is a corridor where we're receiving millions of people coming through the Oakland airport. And so it is my priority corridor.
Well, she credits the recent dip in crime to a safety ambassador program, stepped up police patrols and surveillance cameras in the neighborhood. Also today, the city unveiled new kiosks like these that will be installed at several business districts. The first one is by the Fox Theater. They have interactive digital touch screens with info on local dining and shopping, real-time transit info, and access to social services like local shelters and addiction recovery.
It's going to bring a lot of vitality, in the sense that when visitors come into different neighborhoods that they want to explore, they'll have a centralized location to really locate what it is that they're interested in.
Over the next several weeks, more kiosks will be installed downtown, uptown, Temescal, Jack London Square, Fruitvale, and East Oakland. The mayor says the kiosks are actually a net gain for the city, bringing in around $1.5 million a year. Each kiosk is also a free Wi-Fi spot, Liz.
All right, Ann, thanks so much.
Well, if you're an iPhone user, you may have noticed each new edition seems to have less tech but is more expensive. That has caught the attention of the Department of Justice. They accused the Cupertino-based tech giant of running an illegal monopoly over smartphones in the U.S. The suit touches on everything from the blue and green text bubbles, App Store developer fees, and cloud gaming.
We allege that Apple has employed a strategy that relies on exclusionary, anti-competitive conduct that hurts both consumers and developers. For consumers, that has meant fewer choices, higher prices and fees, lower quality smartphones, apps, and accessories, and less innovation from Apple and its competitors.
In addition to the DOJ, attorney generals from multiple states have also signed on to the suit, including California's Rob Bonta. Online social media platform Reddit made a splash during its Wall Street debut today. After its first ever day of trading, its stock is almost up 50%. It's a strong showing for a company that has never made a profit during its nearly 20 years in business. What the company does have is tens of millions of active users who frequent the site to discuss a wide array of topics from internet memes to philosophy. Reddit is hoping to boost revenue by selling more ads and licensing its content. And overall, it was a strong day on the market, trading with all the major indexes seeing gains. The Dow Jones climbed 269 points. The Nasdaq added 32. The S&P 500 rose 269 points, setting an all-time record high.
Well, an exciting new development in treating patients with kidney or other forms of organ failure, as scientists successfully transplanted its first genetically modified pig kidney into a human. The four-hour operation involved a 62-year-old man from Boston with end-stage kidney failure. The pig kidney had been genetically modified 69 times to reduce the risk of rejection, and the procedure was done with special permission from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Doctors said the new kidney seems to be functioning normally, and they expect the patient to be discharged soon.
He saw this as not only as a way to improve his own personal life, but a way to provide hope for the thousands of people who need a transplant to survive.
Now, critics of this procedure say it hasn't been tested enough and raises fears of organ farms where animals are bred only as spare parts for humans. UC Berkeley may soon be welcoming three new members to its campus after Annie, the famous peregrine falcon that lives on top of the bell tower, laid three new eggs this week. Annie's lived on that Cal's bell tower for about 8 years now, and these eggs, which are set to hatch late next month, would be chicks number 19, 20, and 21 for the doting mother. You can follow this cute falcon family via live webcams at calfalcons.berkeley.edu.
We want to celebrate an important day in Women's History Month. Today, we say happy birthday to Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, it's a day that celebrates women's independence and their contributions to the workforce. The Rosie the Riveter poster was created back in 1942 by artist J. Howard Miller with the tagline, "We can do it." It was meant to encourage women to enter the workforce and fill the gap at factories when American men were being called off to war. One legendary Bay Area woman, Betty Reed Soskin, was a park ranger who was assigned to the Rosie the Riveter World War II Homefront National Historical Park Museum in Richmond. She is a trailblazer herself, becoming a park ranger at 85 years young and holding that position for 15 years.
Yeah, she's definitely a legend. And Betty also has a love for writing music, and her work is now the core of a new musical, Sign My Name to Freedom. Our Gianna Franco had a chance to speak with the artistic director of that musical.
And I often say and see from my community, people don't get their flowers while they're alive, and she is alive right now. So with the blessing, with her music, this wonderful script and creative team, we're bringing her theatrical play to life.
Well, a documentary of the same name is also being released later on this year. Well, foodies in Fremont, get ready. The city's kicking off its Restaurant Week tomorrow.
Yeah, it's only Fremont's second year participating in Restaurant Week, and they're expecting this to be bigger than the last, with more than 45 participating restaurants, from bistros to pubs, local Italian favorites, even coffee shops.
Yeah, where one chef says, don't underestimate how delicious a meal from a coffee house can be.
You know, people just think, oh, it's just going to be a regular coffee house. But, you know, we're going to be serving great food, delicious food. You have the whole community coming out and, you know, participating, eating good food, having good vibes.
I love restaurants. You can just smell the aroma.
Oh, it's so nice.
Sniff it in. You can catch so many good deals and prefix menus all throughout Fremont starting tomorrow.
You're making me hungry.
And through the end of the month.
It's too close to dinner time to start talking about food. All right, we wanted to give you a heads up on some other changes happening to our lineup tonight because of March Madness. The Primetime Edition starts tonight at 8 on PIX Plus. Following the last game on KPIX tonight, there will be a special edition of Game Day and an early edition of the Late News. Again, those two will both be streaming here on CBS News Bay Area as well as on KPIX 5.
How's your bracket doing right now?
I haven't looked. I don't think well. But you know what? It's too soon to look.
It's probably perfect.
It's too soon
to
look.
She has a perfect bracket.
You got to give it a couple days, you know, really,
perfection right
really
there.
Have it settle in.
I have no chance. I don't. See ya.